Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Blinds. As always, it's Kelly.
And Troy.
And before we get into Mr. BDE himself, Pete Davidson, we wanted to say thank you so, so much. We actually ended up in the 165th spot, which sounds high, but there are millions of podcasts in the United States. And we were in the top category overall. And we're both just so thankful. I can't get over it.
We're both freaking out, texting it to each other every 10 minutes. And when you look at the podcasts that are surrounding us in like the categories, like they're all big podcasts that have huge companies behind them and stuff. And we are an independent podcast. Like we are literally two people that have just been doing this for a few years and we grind on our own. So like, it just makes it even more special. It's just really cool.
So we just wanted to give a shout out. Thank you. Those are for people who subscribed, who gave us ratings, who listened, all of those count. And yeah.
Yeah. And all the people that are, I mean, you guys are all just so engaged. Like, I feel like everybody who listens to this show is very engaged in it and has thoughts and opinions. And you guys are all very smart. Like it's like a really fun audience that I feel like we've built. And yeah, it's just really cool.
Now let's get into Mr. Pete Davidson, Troy. You love Pete. I know you do.
I do. I really do love Pete Davidson. I think he's really funny.
I agree with you. I've always liked Pete and I almost want to protect Pete. I know that sounds weird. Yeah?
No, I completely understand that. I feel like he's just the perfect little like guinea pig for Hollywood, right? Like he's just... He has these issues and you want to like swaddle him and protect him, but he like is drawn to the dark side and he seems like a good person, but like really easily influenced.
Absolutely. There was a little bit of time, maybe it was honestly during lockdown when he was dating the Bridgerton actress where he wasn't in the tabloids at all. He was just kind of doing his own thing. And I was like, yay.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like if you, especially because if you watch SNL, you know that, and I'm sure you have blinds about this. I have blinds about it. Like SNL has had this weird way of kind of packaging his like drug issues and his public, you know, him becoming famous. Like, I feel like they tote him out on that stage to get ratings now. And they use him as like a prop. But like, if you've watched him on that show since the beginning, like, it's kind of sad. Like, he started off as this young, really talented kid, a literal child.
Yeah, he was 19 or 20?
Yeah, I think he was 19. And now he's like a drug-riddled, like, tabloid star. It's crazy.
It's almost like Lindsay Lohan-esque.
Yeah, and like so fast. Like, if he very quickly went down like such a dark kind of road.
Now, he has dated quite a few women, which is fine, as people do. You know, I'm not shaming anybody for dating. Let me put it that way. So on Google, it says he's dated Carly Aquilino. I'm sorry if I mispronounced her last name. She's from Girl Code. Super funny. Cassie David, Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale, Margaret Qualley, Kaya Gerber, Phoebe Denevor, and Kim Kardashian now. How many of those relationships do you think were real?
Oh, God. Oh, it's so hard to say because it's like, I really do. Like, I thought for a long time that like Ariana was like a PR thing. But now after reading these blinds, I'm like, I don't know. It just feels like when he dates women, like they get really sucked into his tornado.
I actually think it's like the other way around.
Like he gets sucked into theirs?
Yeah. Because with Ariana, I did feel like it was PR for her.
Right.
But he didn't quite get it because he hadn't been, I mean, he was famous, but he wasn't Pete Davidson yet.
No, you're totally right. Especially with Ari. Like, he got really kind of swept up into her craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if anything, she was the one that was going to end up killing him.
Yeah, it was insane.
I can't wait to talk about them. It's just like, I just could not believe what I was reading.
Well, let's get into the blinds. And just so you guys know, everything from here on out is allegedly blind items. They're not always confirmed. Take them for what you will.
Okay, so my first blind is from 2017. And it's about, you know, his kind of strained relationship as an employee of Saturday Night Live. It says, this B/B- actor is slowly being pushed out of the show each week and probably won't be back the next season for this long-running hit show. He is using again. His girlfriend was basically the only person keeping him sober, and now she is gone. And that's Pete and Cassie David. And, you know, it's, I don't know, I just have a really weird, now that I've read all these blinds, I just have a really weird, I don't know, I don't like the way SNL sort of uses him. And mm-hmm. I never viewed it that way before, but now that I'm thinking about it, where like they won't have him on the show the whole episode, and then they'll just push him out on Weekend Update so that the audience loses their shit, and he'll like reference whatever girl he's dating, and then they kick him off the stage. Like, they know that he has, I don't know, it just seems dark.
Yeah, I agree with that. And one thing you guys will realize, or you'll hear us talk about a lot in this episode, is that SNL is always going to fire Pete, allegedly.
Yeah.
Like, consistently going to fire him every other blind.
Yeah, like, this is it. They're ready to cut him, which I kind of believe is probably true. I bet Lorne Michaels is always having to pull him into his office and be like, fucking stop, you know?
Yeah, and I wonder if Pete's over it at this point, because that was 2017. That was 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you do get, I mean, the further these blinds go, you do get into him kind of thinking that he's like the Will Ferrell of the current cast of SNL, and that he's too good for the show, and that he's treating people really bad, you know, so maybe.
Yeah, and let's be clear, Kate McKinnon is the Will Ferrell of the
country. Absolutely.
Or Cecily Strong.
Yes, very, very much. Oh, Cecily Strong.
So I have a blind from the same year, the Billboard Music Awards.
Okay.
And I love when we get award show blinds.
Me too, they're fun.
We should all love someone the way that this foreign-born, A-minus-list singer loves her cocaine. She greeted it last night at an after party like a long-lost family member. Then, after an hour, she was just being greedy with it and not sharing. So, that's Ariana Grande. Is she foreign-born? I think she's born in Florida. I think that this blind is wrong.
I thought she was, too.
See, guys, we just debunked a blind item.
Well, let's look it up. Let's see. I'm going to Google and see where she was born. Yeah, Boca Raton.
Yeah, so see, guys, we can debunk a blind if it's there.
But the one thing that we don't have to debunk is her love of cocaine.
We do not have to debunk that. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Holy shit.
So this blind is right after that one. As I told you a couple weeks ago, this actor seen on a very, very, very long-running network show slipped in his very public sobriety. It was after he started hooking up with this A-list singer. As I predicted, it is a mess. He's not even hiding his boozing at this point. She likes to party way too much to keep dating these sober guys.
Well, I mean, yeah, what you said earlier. Like, he got completely swept up in the fact that Ariana loves to fucking party.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't care what sort of journey, allegedly, doesn't care what sort of spiritual journey you were on trying to stay sober. She doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
He's like, you're either going to do this tray of coke with me or you're not. And you are, by the way.
We promise that there will be an Ariana episode. It'll probably be behind a paywall, but
yeah, for sure.
It'll come.
I'm going to read a follow-up to the one that you just read also about Ari that says, at a very recent party, this A-list singer popped some pills to join in with many of the other attendees and forced her celebrity boyfriend to do the same. He is going to end up dead. Anyone who knows him sees it as a highly possible event.
Ugh.
It's so sad.
And it's sad. We're going to get into some sad, like really sad blinds about Pete. And when I read that blind, I got chills.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, we're sure you've heard us talk about live shows, but we'd love to see you there. Boston, totally sold out, but there are still tickets for Chicago, New York, and Los Angeles. And with Los Angeles, there is a live stream. So Troy, tell the people what a live show will be like.
Well, there's gonna be lots of lines, lots of booze, and a lot of laughs. It's gonna be very fun. We're gonna be picking celebrities from the city that you reside in. So we'll be talking about local celebrities and just spilling lots of tea.
But don't worry, it won't be super dark-sided. It's not gonna be like a Carter's episode. It's not gonna be like a Dan Schneider episode. We're gonna keep it light. We're gonna keep it light.
Yeah, we want you to leave laughing and not crying.
As light and fun as we can make it.
Yeah, exactly.
But we hope to see you there. The link is in the bio for all of the tickets, and we hope to see you there.
Please come. Because you know that, like, he just strikes me as such, like, an outsider of Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's, and I think maybe that's, like, why people relate to him and why people liked his comedy, because he was just, like, sort of an underdog, like, dorky outsider guy. So when he's hanging out with, like, Ariana Grande and, like, Kim Kardashian, it feels like somebody you know, like, just some guy that would have been in your friend group hanging out with them.
Yeah.
Like, it feels above his head.
Yeah, and one thing I hate about the media is when they're like, Pete Davidson's so ugly, how does he get these beautiful women? I'm like, he's not ugly.
He's literally not ugly at all.
And he's funny.
He's so funny. He looks like a male model to me.
I don't know if I can agree with that, but
like, I think he looks like he would be like one of those like scrawny European models that are like, you don't know if they're 12 or 40. And like, you know what I mean? They're supposed to look like dead. Like he looks like, he looks like one of those models, not like a Jax Taylor model.
Not a Miami model.
No.
This is again, 2018. In the past month, this B+ list, mostly television comedic actor, started boozing again and now started doing drugs again, even though his employer basically told him they would fire him if he started using again. So yeah, this whole relationship thing is going great with the A-lister. And they're all dark. I mean, can I read just a quick one that's kind of right after that?
Yeah.
This probably now former late night actor turned mess was in a hurry to open a plastic wrapped package of drugs. Next thing you know, he needed stitches.
Like, it's real, like, true junkie shit that you read about Pete. And it gets worse and worse and worse. This is another really short one about him and Ari, but like really, really sad. Apparently, the actor told friends that if the A-list singer ever leaves him, he is going to kill himself. They should believe it, and they should be screaming for him to get help.
And we'll talk about his tweet that was sent. Now, the engagement to Ariana, I think, surprised everybody because it was so quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Cassie David posted something being like, yeah, I got all the text messages because they dated for 2 years. And then all of a sudden he's engaged to Ariana Grande like,
oh, right. Yeah.
3 months later.
Yeah. What did you think about Pete and Ariana, like, as a couple, when it was happening?
I really thought that Ariana Grande was using him in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ariana, you know, she was going through a lot. Mm-hmm. This was right after the Manchester bombing, and she broke up with Mac, who I thought she was going to marry Mac Miller.
Right.
And I think she was kind of spiraling, dealing with her own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she couldn't see beyond it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think she saw someone who was literally worshiping the ground she walked on.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she didn't realize how many things he was dealing with because she was dealing with so much.
Yeah.
That's kind of, I get that. That's just how I felt about it. And I hated all the paparazzi walks. And
oh my God.
I got like attacked on Twitter because after Mac Miller passed away, she wasn't spotted with Pete for a while, for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were spotted together walking around Central Park with hoods up, looking very sad. And I'm not saying she wasn't sad about Mac Miller. But I was like, oh, I guess she told the paparazzi it's okay to take pictures again. That's how it felt. You know? And yeah, I think she was searching for something.
Yeah, it kind of gives me, even though it's obviously not the exact same thing, but like, it does give me this slight kind of like Britney and K-Fed thing where like she viewed him as like an escape from the world that she had created around herself.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, he's a very sort of outside of the industry person. Like he's in it just enough to kind of understand her life, but he's not also having an album release. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it became very intense, very quick.
For sure.
And maybe Ariana couldn't handle it. Maybe whatever was going on behind the scenes that we don't know became just too much.
This is one about them spiraling together. It says, at least she used to be able to handle her drugs. The problem now is that the A-list singer not only has her party drugs, she is mixing them with all the prescribed medications, and it's becoming a very stressful issue. Combine that with the needy druggie she enabled in a world of pressure, and things are going to rock bottom in a hurry. She thinks everything is great, but the paranoia is out of control. It's not 2007 Britney yet, but it wouldn't take much to send her that way in a hurry. Almost everyone near her wants her to take a relationship break, but she's having none of it. And like you said, I mean, it makes complete sense that she was in such a dark place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's crazy that she like attracted Pete's sort of dark energy during that time in her life. And they were just kind of like Sid and Nancy-ing it for a little bit, you know, like they were like Bonnie and Clyde-ing it together.
They were like, we can fix each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is all 2018 still. Until we say it's not 2018, it's 2018. This A-list singer specifically told an interviewer she wanted to discuss a certain event that happened last year. She also barred the interviewer from asking about her boyfriend and what he said about the event or any questions about anything personal that were not cleared in advance. So that's Ariana Grande wanting to talk about the Manchester bombing. And do you remember the jokes Pete made about Ariana's bombing in like 2017? So the year before they got together?
I don't remember what he said. Like, I remember that it was like a thing, but I don't remember what he said.
So he said, Ariana must know how famous she is because Britney didn't have a terrorist attack at her concert.
Oof, eek.
Oof, is right.
Like, in like way too soon, sir. My God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, didn't he say it like right after?
Yeah, it was like a month or two after.
Oh my God, that's so, like, that's like in such poor taste.
Mm-hmm. And I get being a comedian, you have to push boundaries. But right. Sometimes it's like, maybe wait a little longer.
Yeah. And like, be aware of like what you're joking about.
It was a terrorist attack and people died.
Yeah, like kids. These are a little bit repetitive, but it's also like, it really hammers the point. Because I didn't really view this relationship this way until I read the line. So I think it's helpful. This one says, apparently this A-list singer couldn't stay off social media and couldn't say no to her actor boyfriend when he said that they should try some crack. He is taking her down with him and this is just going to get messier. Her management wants her to split with him before she misses out on a couple years of earnings. It is all about the money for them. And I also feel like that's really important to point out that I don't feel like she has great people around her. I just have never felt that way.
And we've talked about it. We have a Scooter episode on our Patreon and he loves to push his artists to like the brink.
Yeah.
So I have a blind about their engagement. If this actor paid for that ring, then he took out a loan. No chance at all he has that kind of money. In fact, he's not paid much of anything. That private guide they recently had, she paid for it. She picks up the bill for all high-priced items, and that ring was the highest price of them all.
Again, K-Fed. It just gives me such K-Fed vibes. There's so many blinds about her paying for everything. And it's like, well, of course she is, you know?
That blind reminds me of when Demi got engaged over quarantine, and everyone was like, who's Max, and how can he afford that ring?
Yeah. It's like, I wonder who paid.
Right.
I have a couple more blinds here about the crack of it all. It says it's pretty easy to see what kind of drugs you are on if you are this B-list actor and your crack pipe falls out of your jacket pocket and shatters on the sidewalk. His much higher on the list celebrity girlfriend yanked his arm and tried to get him away from it as fast as possible. And then this one directly after says, this is a VMA's blind. It says, well, if everyone didn't know before last night, they all know now about the actor's crack addiction. It is out of control. Everyone was also commenting at an after party that our actor was getting rebuffed by his singer girlfriend much more than when the cameras were on them during the show. It's ever good when you hear that a celebrity has reached like a crack moment. It's like, well, that's, you know, I mean, that's not good for anybody, but specifically for like a famous person.
Or meth.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, all the blinds kind of end up becoming kind of the same. I think anyone who runs into this late night actor slash comedian is pretty surprised to see him able to be upright or even move because of how bad off he is right now. I can't imagine how much he's spending each day on drugs.
Like, oh, it just gives me, have you ever seen the movie Spun?
Mm-mm.
It's like this drug movie with John Leguizamo and Brittany Murphy. And it's like a legit, like it's the life of a crackhead. Mm-hmm. It just gives me that. Or like Requiem for a Dream. Like I feel like she walked into her house and saw Pete doing some really, really dark shit on many occasions.
It reminds me, like Steven Tyler's been really open with his drug use in the mm-hmm. past from Aerosmith. And in an interview, they were like, how much money did you blow on drugs? And he just said millions, millions and millions. He was... Before Armageddon and I Don't Want to Miss a Thing came out, like Aerosmith was broke. And Steven Tyler specifically was on a $150 allowance a week.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I thought that this was really interesting because I don't remember reading anything about this. But it says, the B-list actor with much higher name recognition paid off a friend to take the fall for a bust. The thing is, though, our actor has been slow with the payment because he needs to get the money from his significant other. Could you imagine being like, babe? So, okay, so we got pulled over. We got arrested. And I promised this guy that I'd give him money to take the fall, but it's your money. Thanks.
This B-list comic actor you all know was doing coke at a college party after a recent gig, him at Auburn University. One thing about Pete is he's so open about his mental health. And I think it's great because I don't think, you know, mental health has come such a long way in talking about it, but still for men, it's kind of taboo.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone who suffers from bipolar disorder can date Kim Kardashian,
right,
maybe people will be more open. But then you read these kind of blinds and you're like, oh, poor Pete.
Right. And it also just like further proves the theory that like comics, like stand-up comics pull from like trauma
mm-hmm.
and are usually really, really, really depressed, you know, people that have substance issues and have just become really, really genius at using comedy to hide everything going on. This is a blind from, I believe, 2018 in reference to it being alleged that there was some timing issues as far as when Ari broke up with certain people and got with certain people, etc. It says, I get that ultimately you make your own decisions about what enters your body and which substances you take. However, I also feel that if someone is battling to stay clean, but they are being encouraged by their significant other to not be a party pooper and that they should join in or else, then that changes the dynamic. If they're using a power they know they have over the person, I think that changes things. So when that person does say no and doesn't want to go to a party and tries to do the right thing, what are they supposed to think when they get cheated on at that party they didn't attend? As I've been warning you, it could very well happen again very easily. It's like a warning to Pete. That's extremely dark.
And I have one, it's not as dark, but again, it's their relationship timeline. Left out of the explanation of this former actress turned A-list singer about her now boyfriend is that their first kiss happened right after he hung up the phone with his girlfriend at the time, kind of changes the whole story when you hear about it that way. He said it that way, which is how it came out. He bragged to his friends about how it happened. So Pete was still dating Larry David's daughter, Cassie, and broke up with her for Ariana. Do you think he's fame hungry?
I think that he is a person who used to be somebody who was like outside of it enough that they could like make fun of it, look at celebrities and be like, oh, that would never be me. It can never be me. But like, you know, I just think that he's very susceptible to like what's around him. And I feel like being in that world, even just getting a taste of it, especially the like the access to drugs and debauchery, like I do think now that he is, and I very much think that he is somebody who lets fame get to his head. I think he's a completely different person now, you know, than he was a few years ago.
Yeah.
It was also alleged that while she was dating Pete, that she was like going back and forth to her ex, the guy that she licked the donut with. It says, as I predicted, this A-list singer who was going through a lot right now mentally has been seeking comfort with one of her exes who made news with her. That leaves the current boyfriend wondering his status. If they do split, he will lose it. And that was like the thing is like the blinds just kept warning, like, just so you know, if they break up, he's probably going to kill himself. I think that was really scary.
For sure. I have a blind, and I want you guys to remember this specific blind when we're talking about Kaia Gerber and his relationship with Kaia. There's nothing more this late night drug addict would like than to tie himself to his A-list girlfriend for life, whether by hook or by crook. So don't believe what he says are jokes are actually jokes. And on late night, he said he was replacing Ariana's birth control with Tic Tacs.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
That's when you're like.
Yeah. Dig your nails into the couch. Yeah, the Kaia Gerber of it all.
Just like, wait, guy. You're not. No one's ready for Kaia.
Oh, my God.
She was so young when they were dating.
So young. And Cindy was not having it. She was like, absolutely not. Not on my watch.
Not in my jeans.
Literally. this one says, as I told you really early in the season, the actor was brought back simply for publicity because of who he is dating. After that ended, the actor wasn't really needed at all. They are shutting him out, and I think it is a toss-up whether he shows up after the Christmas break. Like, he's been almost getting fired from that show since the day he started.
I mean, this one's pretty much the same. He's already canceling events because he just wants to stay home and use drugs. It'll be interesting if this actor slash comic shows up for any type of work this week. And there were weeks where he was missing SNL.
Yeah.
I remember people being really worried about it.
Yeah, because he went through a period of being in like a ton of sketches.
Yeah.
Remember, like, they were using him a lot, and he was, like, acquiring some, like, reoccurring characters, which was cool, because he didn't really have, like, reoccurring characters or anything. And then all of a sudden, he would just be gone for, like, long periods of time. But then, you know, like I said, they would kick him out on Weekend Update to be like, I'm dating Ariana Grande, and then the audience would go crazy, and then that would be it.
Now, I have a blind after the Ariana and Pete breakup.
Okay.
This A-list singer was averaging nearly 300 text messages a day from her now ex-boyfriend after they split. So she got a new number. And 2 days after this, his PR team said that he got a new phone.
Definitely believe that. You know that he's like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then December 2018 is when he posted the really scary Instagram message.
Mm-hmm.
The message said, I don't want to be on this earth anymore. I'm doing my best to stay here for you, but I actually don't know how much longer I can last. All I've ever tried to do was help people. Just remember, I told you so. And Ariana saw that on Instagram and ran to 30 Rock to try and be there for him, but she wasn't allowed in. There were, like, pictures of her trying to get in.
Yeah.
And MGK showed up for support.
God, Jesus fucking Christ.
And this is a blind immediately following what I just read. This three-named rapper slash actor is probably not doing his friend any favors by bailing on him because he needed a fix. What kind of example is that?
His relationship with MGK is so just horrific to me.
So you're from the land where MGK is from.
Yeah.
What kind of folklore do you have for us about MGK?
Well, okay. So in high school and like in college, I had like two distinct groups of friends. I had one like very like Degrassi, like preppy group of friends. And then I had like a punk group of friends. Mm-hmm. And it was just all these like gross, like skater punk boys that like would always have some abandoned house that we would like drink at or whatever. You know what I mean? And he was friends with a lot of people that I knew in that group. And yeah, it was all this exact same shit that you hear now, just that he was a complete asshole, that he was really awful to girls. Like, and then he became local famous. Like mm-hmm. he became like a local celebrity. He was very famous here before he like took off in any other part of the world. And he used that to take advantage of a lot of girls. There were a lot of like local stories about girls being like, you know, he invited us up to like a hotel and did a bunch of awful stuff, just like really terrible, like stomach churning kind of stories. And yeah, and then he just literally parlayed that into like Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Like the exact same shit just became a bigger version of a local piece of shit, drug addict, misogynist fucking pig.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
Yeah, I was curious. So I really liked his music during like Lace Up and when he first kind of started.
Mm-hmm.
And over the past few years, I've just kind of fallen off the MGK bandwagon.
Yeah.
And once I found out he made comments, you know, about Eminem's daughter when she was really young
mm-hmm.
and Kendall Jenner when he was like, who cares if she's 17? And he's,
yeah,
I was like, you have yeah. a daughter.
And him being like if she tried to sleep with you at 17 or whatever, like you would do it, bro. Like age is really nothing but a number. Or like, it's like, are you really publicly trying to back pedophilia? It ain't gonna end up well for you, sir. Like what?
Yeah. Yeah, and I do think that they are a very toxic best friend duo.
Speaking of, I want to read you a blind about one of their sex parties.
Oh.
Yeah. It says, proudly calling themselves MSG Incorporated, which stands for Misogynist Incorporated. This illiterate former A-list singer, who is probably B-plus now, and a documented abuser of women, decided to have women degrade themselves this week at a party for a chance to sleep with him. Our former A-lister and his friends, who also have been accused of degrading women in the past, made the women go through a series of humiliating games for the chance to have sex with the rocker and his celebrity friends. And that was allegedly Marilyn Manson, obviously MGK, and also Pete was like involved in that as well.
And Tommy Lee.
And Tommy Lee.
Rotted.
Yeah.
This blind is from 2019, and I thought it was interesting just because I don't know. My relationship with Pete goes back and forth, right? A woman who slept with this late night actor slash comic a few weeks ago said he cared more about drugs than having sex, and that's when he was dating Once Upon a Time in Hollywood's Margaret Qualley.
Oh, yes. I did read that blind that he, like, the irony that everybody's like, Pete has a giant penis, like Pete's fucking all these women, and I bet he rarely is able to even get hard.
Well, he said in an interview that he was kind of pissed at Ariana Grande for putting that label on him.
Yeah,
because he's like, it's not that big.
I don't think people would believe it wasn't, even if he said like it. No matter what, everybody's going to think that he is a big, giant penis. It just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even just based on how he looks.
For sure. Now, 2019 is when Pete started dating Kaia Gerber. He was 26, and she was like a fresh 18 at the time. And this was the first blind I could find about it. The second the first tabloid hit this permanent A-list model was on the phone with her daughter. The mom is not a fan of the comic actor. Our model likes her daughter to have a squeaky clean reputation. And of course, that's Cindy Crawford, Kaia Gerber, and Pete Davidson, because Pete was seen leaving Kaia's apartment building.
I have a follow-up to that one around the same time that says, it looks like that not only is the comic actor not sober, but is also contributing to the delinquency of a minor by buying her by buying his barely legal to vote girlfriend booze. I mean, can you imagine being Cindy Crawford and seeing Pete Davidson walk into the fucking house and he's taking your daughter out?
Now, I thought that they were PR set up by Cindy Crawford. And let me explain. So Kaia is trying to be a model, and she is a model at this point, but at the time she was trying to break into the modeling world. And in my opinion, she wasn't a Jenner girl. She wasn't Kendall or Kylie. She wasn't a Hadid. She needed something to make her stand out. Mm-hmm. And being Cindy Crawford's daughter, I mean, Cindy's a legend. I don't care what anybody says.
Right.
But Kaia's like boring, I guess you could say.
Very much.
And I thought Pete was planted to make her more interesting to the public. But after reading these blinds, I was like, just kidding. I don't feel that way anymore.
Yeah. Like if Cindy was to hook her, like to set her up with somebody, in my mind, it would be somebody like a Brooklyn Beckham.
Or Jacob Elordi, who she just broke up with.
Right.
Cara Delevingne.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God, Jesus. Her other nightmare.
I know.
Yeah, imagine she
has like she has Pete or Kara to deal with when it comes to Kaia.
She does seem very, very, very boring though. And she seems like the girl who will always date like spitfire people because she's kind of boring. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. This one is interesting as well. This late night actor had his eyes set on the celebrity offspring of a permanent A-lister for a couple of years now, which means when she was just old enough to drive. He was ready when she became legal.
And it gets weirder. The age thing isn't even the weirdest thing about their relationship. Allegedly, according to blind items, and there was a bunch of them. I didn't bother to take them all down because they were all the same.
And from different sites.
Yeah. I was like, okay. He was trying desperately to get her pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? This one says, the late night actor has been trying to convince the celebrity offspring of a permanent A-lister to get pregnant and have the actor's baby. There were so many of them. And I was like, what? Like, why? What is the... Why? I don't get it.
I don't know, but there are blinds in later years that go along with the same thing. And I mean, it reminds me of the Tic Tac joke about Ariana.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's weird. For a second, it took me a minute to register because I thought you said Tic Tac with a heavy accent. I was like,
what? I'm sorry. I said Tic Tac. I said Tic Tac, much like how I say A-Rod, and everyone thinks I say Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron. But no, yeah, like that just made me so uncomfortable. I was just like, what the fuck? Like, I guess maybe he was trying to attach himself to that family forever.
I don't know.
But Pete also does strike me as somebody who is like weirdly sentimental about family, and especially after like because of the way he lost his dad, like I can see him desperately wanting a kid.
Yeah,
totally. Right.
Yeah. Taking a step back from Kaia, I have a blind with good old Ariana. Dear A-list singer, you might want to get in touch with that actor ex of yours because he has a couple photos of you topless and has shown them at his workplace. And apparently Scooter was the one who revealed Pete Davidson was doing this. So,
oof.
Yeah.
God, why would you let Pete Davidson have nude pictures of you on your phone? Come on, Ari.
Now, do you remember when Pete was like, I'm done with social media. I'm not on it anymore. I'm over it.
Yeah.
This blind says differently. This late night actor says he's unplugged. Nope. He just does it under different fake accounts. He's obsessed with Google alerts about himself or anyone he has dated.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could totally see him having Google alerts on. I mean, and I don't blame him for that. Like, again, he's just like such a normal fucking Staten Island guy. And then he's like all over the internet with the most famous women in the entire world. Like, I get it. I'd be up all night rocking back and forth in bed too, you know?
I can't even read podcast reviews, so I can't.
Yeah. Imagine. Yeah, I couldn't even imagine. My God.
Now, another little baby Kaia Gerber. Get why I said baby Kaia Gerber? It's not that funny. Blind. It doesn't even matter that this celebrity offspring of a permanent A-lister isn't using drugs. Her actor boyfriend is, and if he gets busted, her name will be in the headlines too, which won't be good for her career. And do you remember the pictures of Randy and Cindy just being so upset outside of Kaia Gerber's apartment?
Yes.
I think about that all the time.
Can I also just say it for the record that, like, I mean, Cindy to me, I would never put her in the same category as like a Yolanda, because I don't think that she's like that extreme. But like, Cindy is also like dear, 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 dear close friends with Dinah Jenkins. And I don't, yeah, like hardcore. She's one of her closest friends.
Oh.
And she's all over that book, of all over Room 23. And like, I just don't think, like, I want to make the point that I don't think Cindy is above place, you know, putting her daughter in like some forced relationship. I think that the reason she hates this is like, not only is he like kind of a dangerous person, but it's not like, it's not up to par for her publicly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see that.
Like, I think it's more about like vanity than it is being scared.
Right. When you were going on about Cindy Crawford, I thought you were going to be like, she's all American, not best friends with Diana.
No. She is very dear friends with Miss Jenkins.
I will say, when I think Cindy Crawford, I really do think All American, model, Calvin Klein's, the Pepsi, all of it.
For sure. Of all the supermodels of the 90s, she was the most, like you said, All American.
Mm-hmm.
And she had like a quote, wholesome image. Yeah. Like, she was the one out of all of them that was like the good girl. Right. You know, Cindy's the sweet one. She won't throw a phone at you.
So even though she's friends with Diana Jenkins, like, she doesn't want you to know that.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
As we wrap up 2019, this one I thought was super just like skeevy.
Okay.
This late night actor told a cashier at a coffee shop yesterday that they should go out together. They could have, quote, fun. When asked about his current girlfriend, he said she was, quote, no fun. He appeared to be using fun as a code word for sex.
Kaia's no fun?
Yeah.
Hmm. The nerve. See, it's like how quickly fame gets to your head. Like, you're dating Cindy Crawford's daughter.
And like, she's 18. No one knows what they're doing at 18.
Right. And who are you, Pete? You know what I mean? Like, in all actuality, Cindy Crawford's daughter, just based on like name recognition, could date any like young, hot, you know, really successful, whatever.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
She could be yachted with the hottest men on the world.
My God. Like, you should be lucky that you were invited in Cindy Crawford's home.
And of course, the final blind I found of 2019. Doing your drugs on the set of a television show is one thing. Full on looking for a vein in your dressing room to use your drugs is another. This late night actor needs rehab.
Oh, God.
And he talks about going to rehab all the time.
Yeah. I guess that's
He's
the one.
He's not shy about it.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I guess you can say about him is like, and maybe that's what's so endearing about him to women. Like, he does not hide his flaws.
It is almost like, I can fix you.
Yeah. I have an interesting one. This is very short, but it packs a punch. It says, it turns out the A-list singer did hook up with the best friend of that late night actor. So it is alleged that Ari fucked Machine Gun Kelly. And you know what? I believe it.
I believe it too. I was thinking, remember he did that Hulu movie? It was pretty good. I forget what it's called. Adolescent Behavior or something.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the first time I saw Ariana on set, she was pictures, not physically saw.
Right.
She was grocery shopping with MGK, and I felt like that was weird.
Yeah, I mean, he just has the kind of energy where it's like, oh, like, where you're like, oh, I'm going to end up fucking him. Oh, God damn it. You know what I mean? You get mad at yourself because you're like drunk around him and you're flirting and you're like, fuck, I'm going to fuck
You look into her. His blue eyes and you're like, thank God you got those hair plugs.
Right. Yeah, he like taps one of his 8-foot long pointed nails on your head.
No, I would not fuck with that. I have a really, really long blind gossip. If you guys don't read blind gossip, it's a great blind site and it's really easy to use, way easier than Crazy Days and Nights.
So much easier. My God.
But the blinds are really long. So
yeah,
this actor is still stressing everyone out. We told you last year that the comedic TV show on which he appears could not come up with a good solution as to how to handle him. Quote, he's not contributing a lot to the show, and he is not loved by the rest of the cast. The most telling sign that the rest of the cast don't like him is the following, quote, most of the cast are working on outside projects right now, and it's customary to offer parts to other cast members if they have the chance. However, absolutely no one is offering him even a bit part. Why don't they fire him? Well, he is mentally unstable and prone to self-harm. If they fired him, there would be a chance that the termination would push him over the edge and they would get blamed. Quote, we don't want to get blamed if something really bad happens. That's why they're excited that he's now talking about feeling unappreciated and is considering leaving voluntarily. Does he mean it? Quote, it's hard to tell. It might just be a negotiation tactic. During the last contract renewal period, he suddenly went all dark and depressed and poor me, which forced the show to keep him so he wouldn't hurt himself. And if he does go voluntarily, quote, I'll tell you, everyone here would actually be very happy and very relieved if he left. And that's from 2020.
Damn. That sucks. Because he's so good. I mean, he's not like, it's not like, you know, somebody, he's not a cast member on that show that made the kind of impact that like, somebody like, I don't know, even like a Beck Bennett or something. Like, he doesn't have reoccurring characters, really. He doesn't have, like, he's just, he kills Weekend Update. That's his thing. Like, he goes on Weekend Update and fucking kills it. Like, he does the funniest little monologues.
Yeah. He'll have, like, random skits. I think he was, like, Chad or something when he'd just be like, uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Chad's funny.
Chad's funny. And when he does his, like, singing, I think that's funny.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
like Three Sad Virgins, that was hysterical
for sure. Yeah he has random moments that are like really where you could see like his potential if he really like gave it his all.
Mm-hmm.
But he's never really felt like super checked into being on SNL,
right?
Obviously he's not. They're always trying to let him go.
And this blind goes right along with that.
This late night actor is always on the edge of being fired, and only his relationship with the showrunner has kept his position when everyone else would have been fired. Even that is on its last legs. And after several burned bridges, he acts like the star of the show rather than the unnecessary bit player he really is. And that I really believe. Like, I really truly believe that after all of these relationships and all of this stuff, and like now that he's like a tabloid star, I really think that he just let himself think that he's like a real fucking Hollywood star.
And I've noticed a lot of the times at the very end when the whole cast is waving, he won't be out there.
Yeah, I know, it's and weird.
I wonder if Lorne Michaels kind of sees like Chris Farley in him, or
yeah,
just some, I mean, the people have gone through SNL. a lot of them have like mental health issues, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh yes. And lots and lots and lots of drug problems. I mean, we should do an SNL. My God.
It might be like 6 hours.
It'll be, that'd be crazy. Cause everybody knows like SNL is like, I mean, it's, they use so many code words for like cocaine and using coke to stay up, like that like bit before Saturday where they stay up for like 3 days straight and just write, like they're all coked the fuck out, and then they have that that after party on Saturday night, I guess Sunday morning, where they just get fucking wrecked with the guest.
I would do almost anything to go to an SNL after party.
Kelly, I'm not kidding you. That is my, like, make-a-wish. I'm not even kidding. The SNL.
Who would be the dream host to party with? Other than Britney.
I know. See, that's the thing, is, like, the party would depend on the host. Because there are certain people I just wouldn't care about. But then it's, like, if it was somebody like a Jessica Simpson during her drinking time, would be pretty cool. It'd be fun to go during a time when like Scarlett Johansson or something is hosting, and like somebody dating like a cast member, so you could see things. Rashida Jones would be really fun.
Back to the blinds. Kaia Gerber, again, she's back. As I told you months ago, in the late night actor admitted, he spent all of his time trying to make the 18-year-old celebrity offspring pregnant. And Pete Davidson talks, and this is a headline, Pete Davidson talks split from Kaia Gerber and admits he's considered adopting a child because he just wants to have a kid.
Yeah, I can see that. Like, it didn't make any sense to me at first. I'm like, yeah, of course, Pete wants a kid. And honestly, he probably would be a really good dad if he could, like, stay sober.
Yeah.
I have another MGK one. This should come as no surprise to anyone. This former late night actor is using again, and his best friend is too busy having sex with a new girlfriend to notice. That's, of course, Megan Fox. I mean, even if he did notice, what the hell is MGK going to do for somebody's drug issue? My God. And then the follow up to that one, this is, we're getting into 2021. We're getting into 2021 now. Lost in the Crap Fest, that was this broadcast over the weekend, was the late night actor wasted out of his mind, and that permanent A-plus list rapper is being shown cooked books by the YouTube star, so the rapper will invest even more. Triller Fight Club, the Pete Davidson fucking Jake Paul fight. I can't believe that people are still celebrity boxing, by the way.
I know.
I can't believe Tanya Harding taught nobody anything.
I guess Aaron and Lamar are having a second boxing match.
I mean, is that not the human equivalent of chicken fighting? I mean, should that be legal?
It's like real life celebrity deathmatch.
Like, like literally. Let's take two people who are like riddled with issues and desperate for money and watch them fight to death. Like, ugh.
In 2021 is when Pete started dating the girl from Bridgerton. Did you ever get into Bridgerton?
No, I never did.
Me either. But Phoebe seems to be very talented. Mm-hmm. And I actually really liked them together because they weren't super in the news.
Right. This is definitely his most low-key relationship.
And that's, I would say that's why I felt like it was very real.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is another blind gossip one, so it's a little long. This male celebrity isn't exactly the most handsome man in the world. So mean. Or the most talented. He also seems to be struggling with some personal demons. However, despite this incredibly mediocre resume, our actor seems to consistently punch above his weight when it comes to dating. His last three or four girlfriends have all been beautiful and talented female celebrities. His newest relationship is only a few months old. She's one of the stars of a popular TV series. This relationship is a little different for him. Quote, it's not just about publicity. He's really in love with her. That's not all. Quote, he's ready to propose to her. He's thinking about a fall proposal at some iconic location, maybe Central Park. He just doesn't want to scare her because they haven't been dating all that long. Now, we do not know how serious she is about him. She's a young actress and could be looking for publicity like a couple of his exes were. However, it sounds like he's serious about her. even if he is serious about her, it might be a good idea for our actor to slow his roll. Why? The last time he got engaged, he'd only known his fiance for a few weeks, and she broke up with him before the wedding was even planned.
Okay, this is a follow-up line about the breakup. It says, it's always a little sad when a couple that was once so in love suddenly breaks up. Well, except in this case. The actor is known for dating a string of beautiful and famous women. He had a crush on an actress from his favorite TV series. He had the good fortune to meet her at a party. They hit it off, started dating, and were thereafter seen in each other's company, snogging and cuddling. Then they broke up, blaming it on difficulties in carrying on a long-distance relationship. At least that's what the official reason, that was the official reason given. Want to hear the real reason? Of course you do. He was acting oddly for a bit, then it got worse. He became, quote, barking mad. He must have gone off his medication. She became frightened of him. She is the one who broke it off. She told him that she just didn't think it would work because of the distance. The distant speech seemed to be the kindest and gentlest way to do it. She did not want to provoke him in any way by telling him the truth. That was smart of her. Then again, given his history, it would have been even smarter if she had avoided him in the first place. That feels so true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I bet he gets really, really, really mean and scary sometimes. I just feel that.
And again, sending a bunch of text messages and mm-hmm. likely being like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Then being like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I'm going through something.
You're a whore. I love you. I didn't mean it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember over the summer, Kaylee Coco broke up with her husband?
Yes.
And Pete Davidson, she was filming a movie with him and everyone was like, oh, they're for sure hooking up.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this A-list mostly television actress had a big fight this weekend with her former late night actor boyfriend. He wanted to go to the award show with her. She said no, because then it would publicly confirm that she was cheating on her husband. And the former late night actor was cheating on his girlfriend. Kaylee, Pete, and the Primetime Emmy Awards.
Kaylee Cuoco, whenever she pops up, I'm always like, oh yeah, she exists. Like, I never think about her otherwise.
But she's always in like blind items and PR and...
I know. Everybody dates her.
Henry Cavill pretended to.
Yeah. And she's good for a fake... outing. She loves let's pick out roses at this market outside. You know, she loves that shit.
And I thought it was interesting how much she hid the Pete relationship.
Yeah, I know. Maybe she really liked him.
Or maybe she was like, I don't want people to know I cheated on my husband.
Okay, and now we are getting up to date. Like, we're about to talk about the Kim of it all for the first time. So this one says they wanted her in a relationship by the time they started filming the new series. Her ex is really interesting, but he wasn't about to consent to being filmed. So they needed to cast a new man for her, a man with a romantic interest in her to prove that she is moving on. Remember all that talk about how she could date anyone she wanted? No actual names were given, but we were told that the billionaires and top movie stars were all from all over the world were standing in line to date her. Except that turned out to not be true. The truth is they have been working their contacts for months and they could not get anyone like that. Not even close. Too much baggage on her side. Too old, too many marriages, too many kids, too attention seeking. Plus she is still married. No businessman or top actor would bite. It's hard to believe that Bill Gates would pass on the chance to date her. It's also hard to believe that Brad Pitt would pass on the chance to be a part of her new TV show. Just kidding. The clock was ticking and they could not find a good candidate, so they had to aim lower. So mean. Much lower. That's how they ended up with the young act with the young actor. They liked the chemistry, or what? It's literally made up a sentence. They liked the comments about how she had chemistry with him when she was a guest on his show, so they are trying to cast him. Yes, you read that last part correctly. They are casting a role. She is to reel him in by first pretending to have a romantic interest in him. Then she is to get him to sign the consent form. Since they are already filming, this has to happen in the next few weeks. Worst case scenario, he doesn't sign, but still provides a lot of publicity around their, quote, relationship. We don't know if he'll sign. We don't know if he's even fully aware of what's going on. Despite the fact that she is old enough to be his mother, he actually is just her type. A celebrity with a history of addiction and mental health issues who grabs headlines everywhere he goes and who can be used for publicity and his proximity to other celebrities on a weekly basis. So he's no Bill Gates and he's not Brad Pitt. But oh, the publicity for the new couple, the drama, there's certainly a lot to exploit there. And shout out to us for saying that exact same thing when we talked about Khloé.
Absolutely.
That he is literally the ideal candidate for their, you know, their formula for picking men.
Yeah.
Like, he's got issues. He has public issues that they can blame. He is attention grabbing. People love to talk about him. Like, it's literally perfect.
I did see on Dumois that somebody said she's flying to the SNL Christmas special show.
Mm-hmm.
And that he will be apparently attending the Kardashian Christmas Eve party. I don't know if I believe the Christmas Eve party, just because as much as Kim loves being talked about and being in the media and all of that, I don't know if she would want Pete around her kids.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah. Introducing him to her kids, I think, is something that she wouldn't do.
Right. I could see that. I could totally see that. I guess maybe depending on, like, how serious this is to her.
Yeah.
If it's just business, maybe she wouldn't care because it, like, doesn't mean anything. But I get what you mean, though. If there is any sort of, like, whatever, I feel like she would be weird about that, too.
Yeah. I don't think Kim has many boundaries, but I think her kids are a boundary she doesn't like to cross.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I can give Kim credit there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I get that.
But he really is. He just fits right in that formula.
It's really sad. He does. And it's weird to just, like, view it after doing that Khloé episode. It's weird to kind of view it from the outside and be like, oh, of course. Like, you know, I would have never, I mean, they're just really smart. They know how to pick them in that way.
Yeah. Do you think he knows it's for publicity? Because I think Pete's in on it at this point.
Yeah, I think that it's, like, self-serving for him too, right?
I mean, he's standing next to a gorgeous woman.
Yeah.
And he can likely still hook up with whoever as long as he's not caught.
Yeah, and now he has this, like, thing that he has to keep up.
Yeah.
That he, like, you know, it's got to be, like, an ego thing, too. Like, he's now the guy that dates the most beautiful women in the world back to back, and they lose their shit over him. I mean, after Ariana Grande writes an entire album dedicated to you, to your dick, like, that's got to be really, like, a huge mind fuck.
Yeah. I think his most confusing relationship to me was Kate Beckinsale. Not, she's gorgeous.
Well, but
she's
that, like, was weird.
And their, like, tongues are out at the Rangers game.
That was so weird. Like, that was so fucking weird.
Yeah. I mean, I hope, like I said at the beginning of the episode, I hope that Pete steps away from Hollywood. I really do.
Me too.
Because I worry about Pete Davidson.
I do too. He needs to, like, I mean, I know people say this all the time about celebrities that are, like, going through stuff, but he needs to, like, go somewhere far away and just be really, really, really normal for a while. And, like, not have such access to, like, crack.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because when you're a celebrity, who's going to say no to you? If your best friend's MGK.
Right. Especially when you're, like, fun and funny and, like, he, you know, like, the scary thing about guys like Pete is that, like, he can put on a mask and make you think that it's okay to give him drugs because he's funny and down to earth and he's the life of the party and he's fun. You know, and he's like, he seems so normal.
Yeah.
You know, like, I bet he's, like, super fucking manipulative because he's charming.
So what I was about to say on TikTok, I'm saying TikTok this time, not
okay.
TikTok.
Okay.
There was a clip with him and MGK, and it's when they did their, I want to say, best friends interview for Vogue or one of those magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And Pete convinced MGK that he was a better flirt than MGK. You watch it happen. He literally manipulates MGK into being like, oh yeah, you're way better at flirting than I am.
Oh yeah. For
it's
sure.
Wild.
He would have all my debit cards, all my credit cards in his wallet. Like, literally, he'd have all my PIN numbers. Like, I would be getting calls about confirming loans, and I'd confirm them for him. Like,
you'd have, like, Saudi Arabian princes DMing you, and you'd be like, yeah, sure, take my money.
Yeah. Western Union? Okay.
So, yeah, I do think Pete, I don't think he's rotted.
Mm-mm.
But I do think fame is starting to maybe have a negative effect, even though it's probably had a negative effect since Ariana.
Yeah, I agree with that. And this was an interesting one just because it's like, you know, it's like there's no way for us to know at this point, like, where he'll end up. Like, his career has been so random,
mm-hmm.
So out of left field, just like, who would have ever thought he'd be dating Kim Kardashian 2 months ago? You know what I mean? So, you know, we'll be watching.
How long do we give that relationship?
Oh, man. God, it's so hard to say anymore. It's so hard to say. I guess it would depend on how things work out with the launch of their show.
And he has a show coming out on Tubi. T-U-B-I.
Oh, does he?
So he has something to gain, too.
Tubi, huh? Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. Huh.
Yeah. Will he be on SNL next season?
He will be getting fired next season, but not quite. You got one more chance.
I think next season he will be a Weekend Update only person.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I don't think that Lauren's going to get rid of him while he's dating Kim.
That's true.
But he'll definitely just show up to do Weekend Update and do a monologue and then leave. Good for him.
Good for Pete. Pete, if you're listening, I hope you're well. Please take care of yourself because other people aren't going to do it.
We're rooting for you, hon.
And on that, everybody, go to therapy.
Bye.